We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into our final edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast for 2018-19, joined by Oregon State Vice President and Director of Athletics, Scott Barnes. All year long, our podcasts have been brought to you by Hum Kombucha, fizzy, delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation, and this gives us an opportunity here in a moment to talk about the final stop on a state tour coming up in Bend, which we'll do with Scott in just a moment. But it's great to have you all with us for a final edition of the sports podcast for the year. I guess we could start there, Scott. Thanks for joining us. We will be in Bend next week for a final stop on the state tour. I imagine you may get a question or two about a new direction for Oregon State baseball. And you've been getting those all along, but a long 9-month process has culminated in Pat Casey making the decision not to return. Give us a sense, Scott. Your letter to Beaver Nation spelled out a lot of the details of what the process has been like. But in this context with us here today, it just seems like along the last 9 months, you've visited with Pat often, and this was the decision he came to. Now you're on a national search.
We are, and I think it's important to go back to sort of how we got to where we are. We had talked last summer, and he had talked about retiring. He finally made a decision in September, but it felt like there was some uncertainty to it. And so we wanted to give him that path back to the chair in case he changed his mind. I tried everything except getting down on my knees to get him back in the seat. But at the end of the day, he's not going to do that, and I think he has peace with that. And so that evolved over time, and he was out covering Major League Baseball draft and did a super job with that. And we wanted to give him, as he asked, and we wanted to respect his opportunity to talk to staff, which was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so he talked to his staff, and then we pressed the go button last night.
Scott, was there a feeling that he might make a different decision than he did? Or did you know all along, because you work with him closely behind the scenes, that this is where he was headed?
I did not know all along. You know, I think it evolved, and his decision became more clear as we talked further and further and we got closer to the end. But no, if you would have asked me 6 months ago, I would have told you, I don't know.
Yeah.
So your letter, first of all, I think most of Beaver Nation has seen it, but you conveyed in the open letter to Beaver Nation the admiration that you had under difficult circumstances, the job, and that's the phrase you use, that Coach Bailey and his staff did this past year.
Absolutely. When you think about the players we lost to the draft, and then you think about some of the injuries and plugging Bales in and Coach Yeske and the whole group, really, the body of work they did a super job given the circumstances, without question. And we all know, but let me just say, Bales is first class, and he operated in a first class manner.
And he is in. You've gone on record as saying that he has officially applied now as you go on a national search. But the longtime pitching coach Nate Yeske apparently hasn't, unless that's changed since we last talked to you. Do you have any expectation along those lines?
Well, we're certainly, we want to visit with him again, and we'll do that to see where he sits with that. We want to give him every opportunity, if you'd like.
The national search, Scott, is already, in a sense, on. And I wonder, over the last 9 months, even as you waited Coach Casey's decision, If part of you said, I don't know, you had to kind of maybe already be thinking or looking around a little bit. So even though it begins officially now, I'm sure you've given it a lot of thought.
No, you're absolutely right. You've got to be ready, and you've got your short list, and you're thinking about it. So that certainly has been the process, and then official starting last night and posting it. And folks are, as you can imagine, the phone is ringing and the emails are coming in and whatnot. But yes, we did have a target group, if you will, to look at.
Well, and thanks to social media, you have a lot of people willing to help you.
Yes, yeah, free, and it's all free advice, John. So it's just really, really appreciated.
But in these early stages, I think you've already indicated, this is a tremendous job, one of the best in the country. And Pat Casey and his staff and the fan base and all of the things. Scott, from your perspective, how great is this opportunity for the next person?
Well, you think about all the things you measure to say what you just said, which is, this is a great job, and I've said it. Why? Well, the culture that has been left, the type of kids that are student-athletes that are part of this program, the facilities that have been built, the resources in this program, the fan base, not only their passion, but how educated they are, how much they care. Look at how we travel. I mean, there's nobody that travels like we do. To put all those things together, this is an unbelievable opportunity.
Is there pressure? Well, there is pressure to keep that going, to find a candidate that understands the culture. Some people maybe from different parts of the country might not get it. I don't know.
Yeah, John, it's a fair question. And when you have a program that's at this level, and it's such a healthy program for all the reasons we've said, all things being equal, do you hire a product of that culture? Mm-hmm. It's obviously a question, and the answer is sure. If everything else is equal, you would look at that. Absolutely, because of what's been built by Coach Casey and continued by Coach Bailey. And so we'll do diligence in the search, and we want to keep that culture. And anything you do in life, there's always something you can do better. And so we'll strive. I can't even tell you what that is right now, but we will strive to even be better in some areas. And that may not be the win records or the 3-9, but how do you take the incredible program that's been built and not only keep that, but maybe even find ways to enhance some things?
That's the goal.
Scott, can you share with us what the search committee, quote unquote, or what the process now is for you as you look for your new baseball coach?
Yeah, so we've got a very small, nimble group, baseball-centric committee. Two of my staff members, Kimya Massey, played collegiate baseball and is chairing. Alex Gary played collegiately and in the minors, is on that. Marianne Vidra is one of two women to ever serve on the National Baseball Committee, is on. And Darwin Barney is helping us out to give us a great perspective as a former player, and And Coach Case will be along my side as a special consultant.
Well, and that sounds like an honor to him. It is so much of him invested in the program. You want to hear his voice through all.
Oh, absolutely, I do. And we'll have him along and have in the process all the way through this. As I've sort of jousted with him about, coaches have this unbelievable loyalty to coaches, right? And look, we'll just put that on the table and we'll work with it and we'll navigate it. But we want his insight, his perspective. My goodness, who better than Pat Casey to assist in looking at everything?
And even though Pat has decided not to continue in baseball, he'll stick around in the athletic department?
He will, John. So he'll remain in the position he's been in that sort of ambassador and fundraising role that he's had, and that'll continue.
What is your goal or a timeline, Scott, with the position?
Obviously, as soon as we can. The market is open. There's folks that are Pac-12 and beyond that are interviewing, and it's a small enough fraternity that you get crossover and all that potentially. So we'll move as quickly and thoroughly as possible. Certainly would like to have this done by the time the World Series wraps up.
So when you talk about emails and texts and various other things already coming in, are you able already to see there is a lot of interest? I mean, and the type, obviously can't name names, but do you sense that this is a job that's going to attract a very kind of wide and interesting, compelling pool?
There's no question about it. Without a doubt, it is. It already has. And, we'll be able to select the very best.
Does it make it harder that there were three other vacancies within the conference, now two?
It does. You're from the standpoint, I think there's a couple pieces of that, John. One is sort of the group of candidates that may cross over different areas, some that are maybe candidates that are more centric to what you're doing at Oregon State. So you have both those, you have different pools, but yeah, it's a little bit of a race, in terms of making sure you get the quality in here and you have a chance to interview them. We're all trying to get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. We'll put a wrap on baseball here in a moment, but one final thing, Scott, two things actually, in terms of, you mentioned the devotion and the passion of the fans. I thought that was on display better than ever at the Corvallis Regional in losing two games, and yet at the end, both games, the Cincinnati game, the crowd almost willed the team back in it. Then in the next game, the standing ovations for Adley, for Zach Taylor, for Dylan Pierce, the love fest that it was, I just thought Beaver Nation, in those contexts, as good as I've ever seen them.
Well, again, I go back to that care factor, and they, this fan base is so incredible, and everybody wants to win, but they appreciate the type of student athlete that we have here, and they show that, and it's more than just being a player. It's a person. Our student athletes are people that our fan base are proud of as people, and that shows. And that showed, to your point, that showed last weekend.
And finally, on baseball and what's next and all of that, we'll wait and see with great interest. But what kind of pride level for you and the university, for MLB Network and the Commissioner of Baseball, the very first name he calls, the pride of Sherwood, Oregon State University, Adley Rutschman 1-1. What did that mean to you? What does it mean in your sense, Scott, to the university at large?
Well, it's just it's a once in a lifetime thing, and to have somebody like Adley again, who is an exceptional player, but isn't an exception in terms of the quality of people we have. He's one of those guys, and he's special, and we have a lot of special student athletes, and to rise to the level he has, and to think about, again, what Coach Casey has done and where this program has been and what has been produced and the quality of young men that it's produced is unbelievable. And we talk about all the time, Mike, which, athletics is the front porch of the university. And what a great example of that in this case.
It doesn't happen very often, but in your career, have you ever been an AD or worked at a school where you had a 1-1? A number
No.
one overall
No.
thing? No. It is rare.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
We're visiting with Scott Barnes, brought to you in part by the Heat Pump Store, and our final podcast of the year, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the Duckless Revolution. In the midst of all of these things, we've all been involved in the Beaver State Tour with one more stop coming up in Bend. The messages, Coach Casey was part of a couple of those. That was interesting in its own way because we all tried to get the answer that you said, hey, I've been asking the same thing that the fans were. But the State Tour has been a big hit, it seems, with coaches, yourself, being able to get out and share a great message.
Well, it has, and thanks to you as well, Mike. You do such a great job in managing all of us on stage, which isn't easy. And it's been a wonderful turnout. And we think about, we started this last year, and it's just the numbers are even better this year. And so, again, what are we doing it for? We want to thank our fans all over the state and make sure they know we care about them. And secondly is enlist them to help us find some new fans because we've got to grow.
Academics, always important. It's student athletes with the key on student. A record number of academic Pac-12 players this year. Your thoughts? I mean, that's really good accomplishment.
Well, it is. 154 made the all-academic team, a record to your comments, John. And then you just think about where we sit, 16 out of 17 programs, 3.0 or better. Football leading the men for the first time ever. Rarefied air and that our cumulative GPA surpassed that of the general student body for the first time in a long time. So tracking very well, and it starts with our coaches. They understand that if you recruit a student athlete who will grind it out in the classroom, they will do the same thing on the field. And what we like, we just had a recruit in here before this talking to a young basketball recruit, and one of the things I share with him is, look, if you bring the want to every day, the resources we have to help you be successful in the classroom are there, and the culture is there. You just got to bring your want to bag. And if you bring it, you're going to be ultra successful. And we've seen that.
For football to actually, have that distinction as the overall highest GPA amongst the men's teams, in your experience and other travels, I mean, is that fairly unique in places where you've been in other parts of the NCAA?
Never seen it. And partly is because the roster size. You think about that, 115 plus 120 student athletes to be at that level across that many student athletes is really a great testament. And we're very proud of them.
Well, and things have changed over the years, haven't they, Scott, in, like you said, the resources, buildings that are just set aside for the athletes, but also one-on-one academic help, right?
Yeah, and there's a strategy to that, and we want to make sure that each student athlete is equipped with the tools they need to succeed, and we understand what they need, and we strategize in terms of what student athlete needs, what level of support, whether it's tutors or mentors or some of our special needs students as well who have learning disabilities, all of those folks are and can be successful. And we have the right recipe to help do that.
I visited with Hamika Rashid Jr., who said that, just yesterday, in fact, in another context, and he said that his teammates sometimes will occasionally mock him. Ah, here he goes, back to the Beth Ray Academic Center to study.
Yeah.
But he's getting his degree early, 3 years in. He wants to walk and believes he's going to be able to. He's an example of many who've made that kind of commitment.
Well, we have, and we're just, again, talking to a basketball recruit. And, we've had Stevie Thompson Jr., Zach Reichel, and basketball's on track for 3 years. The list goes on and on. And that's just the men's basketball fresh in my memory because of the visit. But and we give them those resources in the summertime, and we do it at a level that not a lot of programs do. We really do. We fund summer school among the highest level of anybody in the Pac-12.
Should we switch gears now to facilities?
Take it away. Yeah, in fact, we're right here in Gill.
We are, and as I was walking in, I noticed there was some cleanup in the front, and I know you've spoken to us before on podcast, Scott, about that the front of Gill is something you've targeted, and it needs it. You can, with the potholes and whatnot, but I think anything that you do is going to be a fantastic upgrade, and so much has gone on here in the little athletic village. It's like, are you running out of projects?
Not with that 10-year strategic plan, John. We've got our facilities master plan. We've got plenty. Let's talk about Gill really quick. That is starting now, and what we're doing is completely redoing the front entrance to Gill, which includes lighting, park benches, plaza area, the steps going up, and branding that will really help us celebrate our history and heritage more than we do. And this is a grand old building. We want to. We love the feel of it. We want to keep that feel, but we need to elevate it in a lot of areas. That's the next wave is the front of Gill.
What are some of the other things, Scott? I know you've been sharing on all of our stops on the state tour, a number of other things as well. What comes to mind just as you continue to develop the facilities master plan?
Yeah, right currently on the list, Sports Performance Center, a complete overhaul of that, nearly $4 million renovation, including glass walls that will allow our student athletes to move from pro throw field back in and out, total all new equipment, all new branding, all new flooring. Just a retool of that. We have softball. The next wave of softball is infield and out, new outfield. We're looking at a hitting bays are coming there. We're looking at we've secured the campus has secured a gymnastics a building just off campus with some other buildings that are on research way to renovate for training. That's not yet in design but coming down the pike. We've got. A number of other things. Women's basketball team room, locker room is underway. That'll be a total renovation of for Scott Ruick and his student athletes. Will be state of the art there. So those are some things we're finished. I'm happy to announce we're very close to finishing fundraising for the women's basketball team room, locker room. We're completely finished with the Sports Performance Center fundraising. We are continuing with softball. Gymnastics, we've got a fundraise for. And then the outside of Gill, we want to give some opportunities because it is such a historic building, some opportunities to our donors to contribute to the facelift in the front of Gill.
Is the front of Gill project going to, you said it's starting now, is that something to be completed over the summer?
Yes, by fall we should have that completed.
Scott, and too, just kind of back to baseball for a moment, the things that have happened this year to rave reviews. The Casey Corner, which was announced last year coinciding with Pat 9 months ago saying that he was stepping away, that was completed. The Omaha Room. So the next person to lead the program has as good a facility as you can contemplate, really, in baseball.
It really is. It's tremendous. And yet, we'll continue to look at some other pieces, potential permanent expansion and maybe some satellite strength performance center for them and some other things. So always looking at what's next and don't want to try to chase the curve, want to be ahead of it.
Mm-hmm. Anything new for the fans as we leave you now over the summer for football? I know there's the major expansion, but any small things that'll be changed for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I really encourage our fans, even now, John, to go into the Valley Football Center. Total enhancement of the lobby area, celebrating all of the former NFL players, all the special awards that so many of our former players have won. Beautifully branded, beautifully displayed, a complete next level for the Valley. Obviously, we just opened the Valley a couple years ago, but like any project, a lot of times you don't get everything you want to do done, and so we've taken a whole next step there. We're also looking at meeting rooms to bring some more efficiency to Jonathan's operations for football. Those are all next steps.
Our last few minutes with Scott Barnes on our final podcast of 2018-19, and kind of want to just talk about the year that we've just had as we're excited about the future. And August 30th, just around the corner for the Beavers in Oklahoma State, our podcast brought to you in part by Visit Corvallis, experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis. Extend your stay to take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis, come for the game, stay to play. Visit Corvallis.com. I don't know what in your circles, on that note, Visit Corvallis, great sponsor for us. The visitors that have come in for the various events, gymnastics, the tournaments, the baseball regional that we've just had. What do you hear from people about what we have going on here? When people come to the town, your peers in the business, and talk to you about what's happening here?
Our hoteliers are our best friends, for sure. I think it raises, Mike, it's an excellent question. What it raises is sort of just to step back and think about what this university means to this city and community, and the town-gown relationship piece, and that we continue to develop that with the city, and we really appreciate our work with the city. And, you know, there's an economic development impact here that is incredible, and we're actually going to study that a little more to have some better information on that. But when you think of, to your point, all the programs that come in here, and you think about the future, and you think about, well, you know, let's dream a little bit. What about commercial flights into Corvallis? And, you know, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. And how does that impact the community? And we're visiting all those things and looking at all those things. But there's not a better, you know, I always tell folks, we sell ourselves short when we call ourselves the best town in the college town of the Pac-12. I really believe there isn't a better college town in America.
Wow. Well said. 18-19, a lot of tremendous accomplishments, and we've touched, as we should, on academic achievement and so on, but a lot of teams with a high level of success and some real momentum in a lot of these sports.
We have. You know, we dialed in our strategic plan. Postseason championships and postseason competition, our goal was 8 teams to postseason. We had 9 this year, and we want to continue that with our 17 programs. I love our coaches. We've got a great new group to go with some excellent coaches that have been here. Love the culture that's being built or is continued. So I really see that success, that 9 postseason teams continuing to get better and grow.
And as if you didn't have enough on your plate, there's always people who want to know more about football. Real quick thought on that. Oklahoma State coming to town. You like the way that things are set for the next couple of years as far as non-conference opponents?
I do. And, you know, we want to continue to build that home-and-home series with those Power Fives. And, you know, ultimately, I'd love to be in a place where we're buying Mountain West and Conference USA type games in here and playing more a schedule that has more 7 home games down the line. And so that'll evolve. That'll take some time. But, you know, we've added the likes of we have Oklahoma State. We've got a Purdue, Texas Tech on the Power Five side. And we'll continue to chip away at that. Love the new upgrade, I'll call it, of the Las Vegas Bowl what's happening there from an opponent perspective, mm-hmm. moving away from the top of the Mountain West and playing the SEC and the Big Ten and playing in the brand new facility. And I say all that because, you know what, guys? We're going to be there at some point.
Yeah.
So. It's fun to look forward to.
No, definitely. We'll close then on football since that sort of next is a big event coming up on August 30th. And we were just talking about that on the local show. The Las Vegas Bowl strikes me. That's going to become, I think, a really big destination bowl with that city, that stadium, the conference alignments. So another thought from you, Scott, on that. I don't know how that was driven, how the league and all of that got there. But does that strike you as a really high level destination bowl?
It's going to be tremendous, and to have the alternate between the SEC and the Big Ten, and our bowl committee, we grinded away at different options, looking at things, and what an opportunity to help break in that new facility. And look, we've already got we've staked a claim in Vegas with our men's basketball tournament and the women's, and let's make that a hub. It's a great travel destination for our fans in particular, and I know the Beavers will show up in spades. They have for other sports. And so I look at it as let's make that home to a lot of Pac-12 postseason events. And this Las Vegas Bowl is a huge next step in that, for sure, for the conference.
So finally, last thing, Scott, thanks for your time. We'll have back when we reconvene in the late summer, early fall. I'm sure we'll touch on a lot of other things that have developed and maybe talk about a new baseball coach at some point. Good luck with all of that. I know it's going to be exciting news here in the near future. But on football, the message to Beaver Nation in year 2, 18 months and counting now for Jonathan, almost complete continuity on the staff, and the guy that they brought in, the one newcomer, the secondary coach, Blue Adams. I talked to his players, and they love Blue Adams, so he's a great bit, too, in the back end. It feels like there's a lot of excitement building for year 2, and that's a message to Beaver Nation.
A lot of excitement. Some pieces are coming together. You know, I can't help but think when you think about our offense and you think about even now the O-line shoring up, the skill positions, the receiving position, the tight end position, the quarterback, the running back, All right, so let's talk about the defense. It's not where we want it, but it's getting better. We're bringing impact players to that. We will take a giant step on defense, and people are going to need to score a lot of points to beat us this year, and I couldn't be more excited. The brand, the culture that's being developed, the offense that we're gonna display, and yes, our defense is getting better. So really encourage fans to come out and bring your friends and family with you.
It's been a lot of fun working with you this year, Scott. We'll do it again next year. Do ADs ever get a break? Do you get vacation?
I'll find a few moments on a fly stream somewhere. Fly fishing for sure, and some time with family, hopefully in July.
Good luck with the coaching search. Thanks for reflecting on all of that for us, Scott. Thanks for taking the time for this podcast, as you've often done. We appreciate it.
All right, Mike and John, thanks for all you guys do. Appreciate you.
Scott Barnes, that wraps it up. A final word, Doc. You've got it, because we've been talking about academics and what it means to be a Beaver.
Well, the podcast all season long has been brought to you in part by the Oregon State College of Business. Being a Beaver has its perks. Oregon State University graduates are already qualified for a scholarship towards earning an MBA. The Beaver for Life Scholarship is designed specifically for alumni interested in boosting their career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/beaver today. And with a lot of these guys graduating early, then that means they're in graduate school while completing another year of eligibility.
And many of them, I'm sure, taking advantage of that opportunity from the Oregon State College of Business. As we have done the podcast, I can see Scott is now on his phone with about 100 more text messages. So good luck with that, Scott. Yeah, thanks for taking it. So that's going to do it for the year of our sports podcast. Thanks for listening all along. We'll be back again in late summer to get it rolling again. This is Mike Parker for John Warren. Thanks for joining us. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.